Test, test. Okay, go. Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to the After Show podcast. I'm Jason. That's Darren. Thank you so much for being a listener, a subscriber to the After Show podcast. That's a positive. And thank you guys so much for showing up to the listener event that KTTH held on Friday at Daniel's Broiler. Shout out to them for hosting us. They did not, I don't think, expect as many. I didn't even expect as many people who ended up showing up to the event, but a ton of people showed, and a lot of them showed early, and a lot of you guys who are listeners to the show said hi, complimented me on my hair. Some of you recognize Darren, which is weird because we don't really have that many photos of you yet.
Just the embarrassing ones.
Yeah, and it's usually from the back of your head, and yet people knew who you were. People were asking me who you were because they wanted to test, and I tried to test out twice. You failed the look for help during a conversation where I said, and I was saying, okay, this is how it's supposed to work. I'm going to give him a brief look. Let's see if he does it. And just you're so caught up in other conversations because you were like, oh, people know who I am.
Yeah.
You just let me fail. You let me just flounder.
Well, that was my plan all along, too.
That's a jerk move. How dare you, sir? Lots of people, and it's always a good reminder that people are out there and they're listening and they care about what you have to say and they feel this sense of camaraderie with this show and the station, with Todd, with Michael, all these people, because, you know, we live in an area, especially for those of us who live closer or in Seattle. I live in Seattle. Darren does as well. It's hard to find people who think like us, who are conservatives and aren't demonized on a regular basis. Like, it's kind of hard to be put in that scenario. And so when you get to hang out with a bunch of people who think like you do, care about the same things as everybody else, this has a different means to accomplish our goals. People love it. And so people had a lot of fun.
I was under the impression that all conservatives are bigoted white nationalists.
They hate gays and Jews. They hate them. They're the worst.
And Friday really changed my mind. And it turns out they're actually just normal people.
Well, that one dude was kind of abnormal because he was a little drunk. But other than that, yes, you're right. And it's interesting. We do the show and I do it in a room and I'm alone. Darren's in the studio next to me. I can see him through this window, and it's a large window, but we don't face each other. I had to stop doing that because he kept making eye contact and made me uncomfortable. He just would not stop looking at me, so I moved position. So I'm in a studio alone. He's in a studio alone.
Yeah.
Yes, we get text messages, but, you know, that doesn't really mean anything. It could be the same person texting us 1,000 times. It's really the people who we don't hear from ever who show up, and that's the most meaningful stuff, and it kind of invigorates me in a way that I generally don't feel to get up and do the show because this stuff matters.
Yeah, it was a really impressive turnout.
It really was.
It was awesome.
And it was a nice, diverse group of people, young and old, lots of men, lots of women, a ton of women. Women love me. Why?
Yeah, they're probably after you.
Why? Because I'm sexually non-threatening. Say it, because you're sexually non-threatening. You speak. I'm giving you the answer so they don't hear that I'm giving you the answer and not realizing you're not prepared. That's the bit.
Yeah, but...
So why do they love me so much?
Because you're a pretty good talk show host.
Because you're sexually non-threatening.
Because of your hair.
You're sexually non-threatening.
It's because of your hair.
Well, the hair was on point. And by the way, I didn't even do it. I didn't do it and it was on point. It was just naturally amazing. So yes, thank you everyone for coming out. Let's talk a little bit about the news of the weekend. Locally, we're pretending that Seattle storm is a huge thing. And I feel bad only in the sense that I think people think I'm needlessly dumping on the team and women's sports in general, which women's sports, I have no position on. There are some women's sports that are just as I happen to like women's U.S. Your women's national team.
Flatline.
It just
doesn't move the needle one way or another.
But it doesn't. And that's what I write about. Someone says, you know, if you don't like the WNBA, stop writing about it. Well, first of all, I'm not writing about the WNBA. I'm writing about two blogs of mine had to do with the storm. And the reason I'm talking about it is because I do get paid to talk about what's in the news. And this is in the news right now.
Yeah.
And so that's literally what I get paid to do, which is talk about what's in the news. And so, you know, people are desperate to try to make the WNBA and the storm happen. But it's not happening the way that they had hoped, right? If the storm, and they're an outlier for the league in that they had year-over-year increases of people going to games, we're only talking about 8,000 people per game on average, right? The national average for the WNBA is about 6,700. All the specific numbers are in my blog. at ktth.com. I want the Storm to do really, really well. Not the team as a like bringing in championships. Like, that's good. That's not really what I mean. I want them to do well because it's good for the city of Seattle. It's good for the region. I want the Sounders to do well beyond just because I'm a fan, but because it's good for the region. I want the Seahawks to do well, even though I don't particularly like football. I suffer through that because everyone cares about football here. I want them to do well because, say it, it's good for the region.
Because you're sexually non-threatening.
And I'm sexually non-threatening. I want the Silvertips to do well, the Rainiers to do well. I want everybody to do well because it's good for the region. It's good economically, right? I want that to happen. I wish all the teams in all markets in this country and everywhere elsewhere did amazing because it's good for the economy. And well, so because I want that, it means I have to call out the stupid things that they're doing that I think is going to get in the way of their economic success. And if, by the way, you're a fan because you love the sport, and again, I don't care about the WNBA the same way I don't care about the NBA. They're equally disinteresting to me. I just don't like basketball.
Yeah, me neither.
That's okay. Whatever. I don't care. But if you are in a position where you want more people to watch or go to games or do whatever, you should not be getting political and you should not be shaming people who don't like it.
But I mean,
know for a fact that doesn't work because it didn't work when I tried to do it with the Sounders.
Do you think it has added butts in seats, though, this whole shaming you?
No.
You think it's not? You think it's doing the
shaming
opposite?
Shaming me specifically?
No, shaming the region.
Why do they have only 8,000 people who go to the games? Well, in a city that's filled with woke progressives who care about feminism and whatnot.
Let's say...
Answer that question
for me. While they're writing this way... I don't remember what you said. What did you say? What was your question?
In a city like Seattle that's filled with these people who say they care about feminism and they care about the Storm, are they going to the games? No, they're not.
But maybe they'll start to now.
When?
Only as a virtue signal. Yeah, but
for how
money
long? Okay, fine. Maybe they go to one or two games.
Yeah.
The question is, how many season tickets are you selling? The question is, how many of you are putting pressure on TV networks to put the games on?
Yeah, that's
the question
true.
Is how much
if
money
they were televised,
like,
I'm sure
all
it would
of this
be...
and I'm sure they are. I think they are televised. Some of the games
no
are,
idea.
But I don't know. The fact that I don't know, but I know that S2, Sounders 2, I know that the second team is on ESPN Plus. Like, I know that.
ESPN Plus?
It's on ESPN. How about that? It's on ESPN.
Oh.
I'd probably watch Rainier's games. I don't like baseball. No. I don't like baseball either, but I want the Mariners to do well. I want everyone to do well. It's good for the region for you to do well. And so when I offer my critiques, all you have to do is either ignore them if you don't like them, or maybe see if there's any validity to any of them. And maybe there's not. I don't know. I've never grown a league before. But I'm telling you, in my experience, what has not worked on the soccer side is me basically getting in everybody's faces, telling them you have to like it or you're X, Y, and Z. Like, that never works, ever.
Plus, this time, the blog wasn't necessarily about the Storm. It was about how she didn't accept an invite that she never got.
Yes, and people are like, oh, well, the reporter asked her. Yeah, I know. I wrote that literally the third sentence. It was asked by a reporter. I get that.
But
I'm saying her response
why?
Was the wrong kind. If you want to get more people in seats. Now, let's say that's not your goal. Your goal is purely to make a political statement. Okay. You get to purely make political statements if that's what you want. The Storm is a political team. They've done partnerships and fundraising for Planned Parenthood. So they are already a team that's knee-deep in controversy, right, as far as political issues to get involved. Okay, fine. You get to do that. You do that, but you're alienating a whole bunch of people. Maybe you don't care because you want to make this bigger political point. Okay. If you want to make a bigger political point, why are you doing it at the exact same moment as this weekend? Why are you making a big deal about it now? You should hold off and wait a week or two when you're out of a news cycle that's going to be mostly focused on your win in this parade locally. And then 2 weeks from now, you go, you know what? We waited 2 weeks out of respect for the office. We didn't get an invite. We feel that this is sexist or whatever it is. And you know what? We wouldn't have gone even if we were invited because we want to stand on our own on these particular, whatever the issue may be. Then you would get another news cycle.
Yeah.
Then you would get to activate the anti-Trump venom in the city of Seattle that maybe would get more butts in seats. Do I think that works in all markets? Probably not. I think it depends on the market. But if you truly want to go and get a whole bunch of new sports fans, there's a way to do that that doesn't alienate everybody or alienate half the group and at least is better timed.
Yeah.
I ultimately don't care that you guys are anti-Trump. Like, I do not care. Be as anti-Trump as you want. Be as anti-Obama as you want. It doesn't impact me at all. It annoys me sometimes with the bad logic that's used, but it doesn't personally impact me. Go ahead and do what you want. I don't care.
I thought the question was kind of out of line. I didn't think that it was an appropriate.
See, I disagree. I think it was a great question. I would have asked the same exact question.
Immediately after getting off the escalator at SeaTac, you're already.
It wasn't immediate. It was in the group, but you've only got a couple minutes and you're trying to get as many questions as you want. I'm not going to take issue with the questions that were asked at all. I think it's a perfectly legitimate question to ask.
I think it's relevant at all.
It is, of course it's relevant because traditionally, in the last administration, the WNBA teams that won championships went to the White House. They didn't last time under Trump, and they want to know this time if it's going to make any difference. But again, it doesn't matter. There's still a way to address that, mm-hmm. and they chose not to. And that, I think, was a mistake. You know what else is a mistake? Not going to a commercial break right this second. We're back on the After Show podcast. Oh, hello. Supporters of gun restrictions in Washington state continue their campaign. This time they're doing it in Tacoma, where yesterday it featured students who were at Friday night's football game between Mariner and Kamiak High School. Shots were fired in the parking lot after a fire broke out.
I saw my friends getting trampled, and I saw people screaming and crying and running underneath the stands.
So people will take advantage of that to push stricter gun control, even though I'm not entirely sure we have all the details of what went, like how the gun was used, how they got the gun, why, like we don't have any of those details.
Yeah, isn't it? Do they have details? Like, do they?
I haven't seen any details.
Did they find who?
I haven't seen any details.
It was just gunshots heard.
So
right?
Whenever you've got anything having to do with guns, you automatically go to wherever it is you're supposed to go, depending on your political beliefs. A new trial has been ordered for the two brothers accused of fatally shooting two people and injuring three others at the Jungle homeless encampment. This, according to the Seattle Times, reporting the new trial for the two older brothers is scheduled to begin on January 9th. Of next year. The third brother was prosecuted in juvenile court and convicted of murder and assault charges in May. Mistrial was declared, blah, 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 blah. According to the jury's forewoman, the panel was leaning towards conviction but was split 8-4.
You'd make an excellent news anchor.
Right? I could just go right through
this. Blah, blah, blah.
here's another. They're talking here in the family in Ording had their home broken into mm-hmm. twice. And the woman, Jessica Nielsen, who spells her name J-E-S-S-I-E-K-A, to the point where I almost got mad and yelled at Darren for misspelling the name because I was yelling at you for something else today. Uh-huh. And then I saw that and I almost, but just part of instinct said, good, just double check. People still spell their names in stupid ways. And so she spells it that way.
Yeah,
so
you were super grumpy this morning.
You were super incompetent this morning. How's that?
Jessica.
Jessica. It's possible we're the ones saying her name incorrectly. I'm just assuming it's Jessica. So she's got a home. It was broken into. They're saying twice. Cairo 7 is labeling it as twice. A dude breaks in, steals a laptop, comes back an hour later with another woman, this time to steal stuff. They get startled by neighbors who ended up breaking it up. Number one, I do not think this counts as two acts of theft. It doesn't. It's one. It's one that's separated by an hour. It does not count as two separate thefts. So don't overplay that card.
I get where you're going with that, and I get.
Isn't a story more? What's more interesting to you? What's more?
So that's what makes it important.
Yeah, and that's why I clicked it because initially I was thinking, oh, I know what I can do on this story. I can talk about two times. Are you doing anything that's attracting that we can maybe mitigate to like what's going on? Are you being targeted? Do you have a name out as the house with all the good stuff that's easy to break? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the story? And it would be infinitely more interesting to that point is, let's say it happened on Sunday and then it happens again on Thursday. Like, what? That's kind of close. It's the same within an hour. It's by the same people. That does not count.
In the same car.
Yeah, that doesn't count as two times. And so it's a little bit less interesting.
I guess you're right, but they did get... I mean, it happened twice.
Okay, no. It happened one time over the course of 2 hours.
They're not wrong. But that's something
they're
that
kind of wrong.
You didn't need to put that in the headline.
But that's my point. The reason it's put in the headline is because that's interesting, and so I clicked on it.
Yeah.
If that weren't in the headline, it would just be an Ording family has their home broken into and a laptop is stolen. That's not a story at all. I wouldn't click on that. You wouldn't click on that. You wouldn't put that on my show sheet to look at because it's not all that interesting.
I guess you're
right. That happens all the time. Right now, someone's house is getting broken into, and none of the news teams are going down to cover the game or to cover the theft because it happens all the time. And so that's all I'm saying. This is not an interesting story beyond the detail that's hyperbole.
It could have been like the burglars broke in and then they were like, oh no, I dropped my wallet while I was there.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
Right? There's so many other things, but that doesn't exist here. And yet I'm still more annoyed at this sound clip.
Yeah, it's the worst feeling to come home to, knowing that someone was in your home rummaging through your things, our children's things.
It's not the worst feeling.
That's hyperbole. That's
It's not the worst feeling. It is a bad feeling. You know what I can immediately say that's at least relevant to this that would be a worse feeling? You're in the home when it happens.
Yeah.
Or your kids are in the home alone when it happens.
That would
like,
be a worse
that's
feeling.
The worst. I have to assume that's more of a nasty feeling.
You are currently on fire while somebody is breaking into your home.
Yeah, that or would, and bees are swarming around
right.
you.
That would be a worse feeling.
And then there's a ghost in the corner.
Right.
Like that's, I'm assuming, is the worst feeling of not being home. I'm not saying it's not a bad feeling. It's a bad feeling. You're going to get angry. You're going to feel anxious and scared. That's okay. It's not the worst feeling in the world is all I mean.
It was literally the worst.
This is the worst ever. I've never, ever had anything worse happen to me except for this.
Oh, my God. It was literally.
Like, oh, my God. That's all I got today. Do you have anything?
No, I would have,
but I didn't.
My throat
hurts. I'm filling in for Todd today. It's only an
you
hour
are?
Show because of the Mariners game. That's why you probably don't have any show prep to pull.
Oh.
Right?
What
do you? Do you have anything that you're helping Tom out with?
Oh, nope.
See, there you go.
Tom's capable.
I bet you he's going to treat me better.
Probably.
Bet you no mistakes from Tom on spelling. By the way, in the future, point out that it's a misspelling on purpose.
Okay.
Because
like
then it'll
note.
Get... Yeah, just because there's two things. Number one, it tells me don't get thrown by the spelling. It's just Jessica. And number two, you're probably going to want to make fun of the spelling of this name because that's become a recurring theme on
yeah.
the show.
I guess I could just spell it Jessica.
You should, unless you, if it's going to be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the name is Jessica and it's spelled FRLDZQ with a number, just say it's pronounced Jessica and that it'll help me. But then I'll also make a note to, it'll be my note to
should
make
I
fun
do
of this.
Brackets or parentheses?
Parentheses.
Okay. Just.
Yeah,
I mean,
no. So, brackets are used in quotes that you're filling in a word that
right,
wasn't
but
used.
But sometimes parentheses, you'll read what's in the parentheses.
I want to read what's in the parentheses.
Oh, you want to read the fact that it's spelled.
Yeah,
right.
I want to know that.
Oh, okay.
I just it's a note that says, hey, this dope's name is spelled this way. It's actually pronounced the way you normally say it.
But then imagine
say
you reading that.
Just say pronounce Jessica.
Okay.
That's all I need. I'm not going to read
gotcha.
What's in it on air. This is not my first rodeo, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
maybe if I use brackets, it would be an
indication. Why would there be any difference? Why would I read what's
or
in the
like
brackets?
Stars or
why
something.
Would I read that either?
I don't know.
This is not Anchorman. I'm not just going to read anything you put in front of me. Although sometimes I do, and that's why
that's
I say,
exactly,
hey,
yeah.
don't screw this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Goodbye.